Six. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Can you get that?
Number five.
So the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense up on Capitol Hill today.
Yep.
Closed-door session with senators explaining what they know about the Saudi Arabia killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Reporters outside asked the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, why it was that the CIA director, Gina Haspel, was not part of, they didn't send her, the administration did not send her to go up to Capitol Hill and be part of the testimonifications.
I was asked to be here, and here I am.
But senators were very frustrated. Normally, in your past role as CIA director, you would be here briefing these senators on an issue this sensitive. Why isn't the CIA director herself here?
I was asked to be here, and I'm here.
Sounds like a dodge. So I think everyone wanted her to be there to just confirm that the CIA and the intelligence community does believe that it was ordered by the Crown Prince, the Khashoggi killing,
yes,
which is widely accepted and embraced, but wanted to hear it from her.
Right. And then Pompeo was asked about whether or not the Saudis were behind this.
Do you believe that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia ordered Jamal Khashoggi's killing?
I do believe. I've read every piece of intelligence, unless it's come in the last few hours. I think I've read it all. There is no direct reporting connecting the Crown Prince to the order to murder Jamal Khashoggi. And that's all I can say.
Defense Secretary James Mattis also defended the White House.
Do you now believe it's a closed issue, that he is not involved, and what makes the administration believe that?
I don't think there's any change at all, if I heard your question correctly, Barbara. We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
Okay. Lindsey Graham demanded a briefing from the CIA before he votes on the spending bill.
You're talking about the spending bill being what you would try to
I'm talking about any key vote. Anything that you need me for to get out of town, I ain't doing it until we hear from the CIA.
Have you made that clear to the president?
I just did.
Lindsey Graham is like such a wild card right now. You just don't know where he's going to go.
You don't. Sometimes he's a huge supporter of the president and sort of on an island on certain issues. And then other times,
I think he's on the gummy bears. I'll be honest with you.
I think that's what's going on.
I don't think he remembers from one minute to the next what's going on. Where am I standing here? All right. But hold on. Dick Durbin. Oh, he's not having any of this.
Nope.
There are many of us who believe that this execution of Khashoggi in Istanbul could never have taken place without the knowledge and direction of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. That is a fact which this administration has never been willing to acknowledge, and we are asked to accept at face value that this sort of murder took place without his knowledge. I don't accept it.
Checking in at
number four.
Ivanka Trump sat down with Deborah Roberts at ABC for a wide-ranging interview that covered, first, the use of private email exchanges on government time.
So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived. There just is no equivalency between the two things.
But people see it as the same.
People who want to see it as the same see it as the same. But the fact is that we all have private emails and personal emails to coordinate with our family. We all receive content to those emails. And there's no prohibition from using private email as long as it's archived and as long as there's nothing in it that's classified.
So the idea of lock her up doesn't apply to you?
No.
Oh, here's what I just learned from that.
What'd you learn?
Is that Ivanka Trump was partying with Violetta last week.
Yeah, she's got the same voice that Violetta showed up at work with.
Mm-hmm. We both were just sick.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Very astute observation.
And what about the Mueller investigation?
How concerned are you about the Mueller investigation?
I'm not.
You're not?
I know the facts as they relate to me and my family. And so I have nothing to be concerned about.
Do you think it should continue?
I think it should reach its conclusion. I think it's been a long time that this has been ongoing, but I want it to be done in a way in which nobody could question that it was hurried or rushed. And I think after this long period of time, we're well beyond that point. So I think it absolutely should reach its conclusion.
Okay.
All right. Seem to be a lot of people in the White House hoping for that.
Well, I think I don't know what they're hoping for. I have a feeling, though, it's coming to an end, too. I mean, that's what everybody's thinking, speculating here.
Yeah.
You don't know until Mueller does.
You just don't.
Until he pulls a Mueller. Well, you just have to see.
It feels like every time we see breaking news, you wonder, is this going to be some sort of Mueller announcement? But nothing big today. Yeah.
Although the president, having a big day on the Twitter and then also on calling the New York Post this time. And saying, hey, I'm not taking a Manafort pardon off the table. Why would I take it off the table?
He did not.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. See, that wouldn't end
And
well.
Then Manafort's people were meeting with the White House people.
Didn't he tweet a meme today? I think the president tweeted out a meme.
Which one?
It was like about, I don't know, something.
Well done.
I jumped the gun. I can't remember.
It's the Hillary on black people. They all look alike quote. He retweeted somebody else's.
Is it the Mike? He retweeted the fake Mike Pence account accidentally today.
Whoops.
There's like a fake Mike Pence, and he went with he did that.
Was it fake information as well? Probably. Because it's usually a parody account.
Yeah,
right?
It's a parody account.
It says, I'm thankful for every day Hillary Clinton is not president.
Yeah.
That's not from the official vice president account.
Oh, gee. Dope.
Oh, God.
You ever get sucked into, like, the Wikipedia, like, a wormhole, and next thing you know, you've clicked through, like, 700 pages of Wikipedia accounts? It's sort of like Trump with Twitter. I think he just gets sucked into this wormhole and starts retweeting and going crazy and commenting on posts.
Yeah. I get sucked into the WikiLeaks myself. I just go to the WikiLeaks page.
Give me the juicy stuff.
Yeah. I like to read government documents for hours on end.
Thousands of pages of them.
All right, let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
More bodies pulled from that house fire in Indiana.
And there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Wait, Kev, come back here.
Kevin just handed you something
Kevin
important.
Kevin just ran in here handed me a piece of
this
paper.
This is a big deal.
I told him to do this. All right, so this is for the Bears against the Giants on Sunday.
Right?
Yes.
Did not practice.
Trubisky?
Limited part. He's not on there. Benny Cunningham, Akeem Hicks, and Sherrick McManus
right.
did not.
Which means Mitch Trubisky was limited, which
limited
is a positive
participation.
Sign.
Mitch Trubisky, right
That's
shoulder.
An upgrade.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
And Aaron Lynch and Adam Shaheen, both full participation.
That's huge.
Yay!
All right. So Yay! Not official. Thank None you. Of this official, but Mitch Trubisky limited. That's a good sign.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
We're
you.
Happy about that.
All right.
Number three.
Jesse Ventura wants to take on Donald Trump.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tip.
You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Great clip. Yeah, why not? Why shouldn't he be president?
It was not talking about the president there. He was just talking about that was from Predator. Anyway, the point is, he was in Minnesota for WrestleMania when he told TMZ he's really thinking about it.
Yeah,
for real.
I'm being pressured right now. I'm getting a lot of from the Green Party. I'm big into cannabis legalization. I'm also into alternative energy big. We need to get away from fossil fuels. We got to go to the sun. It's time. The Greens have showed some interest. I haven't made a decision yet. If I do it, Trump will not have a chance.
For real?
Because for one, Trump knows wrestling. He participated in two wrestling manias.
Facts.
He knows he can never out-talk a wrestler, and he knows I am the greatest talker wrestling's ever had. So if I go for it, he's history, and he knows it.
Okay.
He has a good smack talker.
Right. Yeah, all right.
I'm not sure that's the best requirement for president.
I would like the clown car to leave Washington
no,
now.
Please,
it's just
please,
pulling
no,
in. It's like
no.
a. It's it, literally. It's like the circus is coming into town. All right, checking in at
number two,
Judge Judy. Just now, has been ranked by was it Forbes, highest paid TV host, and now the 48th richest. Self-made woman in America.
This is a bank statement.
Just
hand it to me.
Okay. This is...
Just hand it to me.
This is my bank statement.
Don't speak. Just hand it to me. Wait. So whose fault is that? Mine? Whose fault is it? Is there something wrong with you? Who is this person here?
That's my mom and my aunt.
You don't want to embarrass yourself any further in front of your mother.
No. Nope.
The insurance company paid for it. They gave her $18,500 and she wasn't hurt. Sit down. I don't care what you believe. Maybe your mother cares how you feel. The law doesn't give a rat's ass how you feel.
All right, there we go. And finally,
number one.
You know, the president said that he looked like Elvis when he was younger.
We all heard
right?
that
yeah.
comment, for sure.
Jimmy Fallon took it another step.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Mueller said the Russians fixed my boats. Manafort was caught lying under oath. Rick Gates, Sam Patton, Michael Flynn. And don't forget George Papadopoulos. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody with a White House job was dancing in the jailhouse rock.
Top five at five.